you've got to have knowledge. Let's just say that crypto is going up. Now, if you don't have the knowledge about that bull run or about crypto in general, then you can't possibly invest in that asset. You must have work-life balance. You can pretty much kiss that goodbye. You've got to have a high risk of tolerance. Tolerance is your number one attribute. What is the attribute that you must have when you're going into business? I'm talking to the people who are watching this, who are in the 9-to-5, who know it's not for them. The first thing you're gonna do is I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into what type of attribute, personal attribute, you must have in order to survive the entrepreneurial journey. And I'm going to give you the number one attribute that you must have at the very end of this episode. Now, when you're talking about attributes, it can be a range of different things, but I want to tell you some stories about some of the things that have happened in my life, which have built up a range of attributes that you must have in order to survive. And I was talking to my mother the other day about crypto, and crypto is a big, big thing at the moment, right? And she said, and I was telling her about the things that I'm going to be doing in my crypto trading, crypto investments. And I guess I made it sound simple, because she said, Matthew, well, if it's that simple, why doesn't everyone just do it? And it got me thinking, like, is it actually that simple? I mean, I made it sound simple because I'm doing it. And so I really sat down and thought about it. I'm going to tell you the four things that I think you need to have in order to be successful in not just crypto, but it could be Amazon business, it could be e-com business, it could be even investing in property. So it's really the four things that you have to have in order to be a good investor. And the first thing is, you've got to have knowledge. That is like the number one thing. Let's just say that crypto is going up. There's a bull run on. Now, if you don't have the knowledge about that bull run or about crypto in general, then you can't possibly invest in that asset. The other thing is, you've got to have capital, right? If you don't have any capital, how can you put money into the investment? How can you put money into a property or an Amazon business, right? Now, you might have the knowledge. You might know that crypto, if I use this analogy, you might know the crypto is going up in value. But if you don't have the capital, then you can't execute, okay? So there's those two things. The other thing you've got to have is you've got to have the balls. You've got to have the kahunas to actually put your hard-earned money into the investment, because you might have the knowledge, you might know it's going up, you might have the capital, you're sitting on a ton of cash, right, which is devaluing by the second, and you just chicken out, yeah, because you don't have the balls to actually put the money in, okay? So you've got to have those three things. And I think there's actually a fourth thing. Let's just say you've got the knowledge that about the crypto market, you've got the capital to put the money in, and you've got the balls, right? You know you can put it in. But if your wife or partner says, meh, no, that's not going to happen, then you're out, right? So you've got to have that other someone in your life who's supporting you in your decisions. Now, if you're single, well, then it's just all on you. You can cancel out number four, right? But it might even be your parents. It might be a friend. You might have told your friend that you're about to do this particular investment, and if they poo-poo the idea, then it might give you self-doubt, right? So you've got to have that support network in your life in order to do it. Now, but let me tell you a story of someone who made a bit of a mistake, and because they didn't have one of the attributes. And one of those things was knowledge. I didn't have the knowledge. So the story is, and I was only just talking to this gentleman just recently, and he put some money into, I'm going to use the crypto analogy again, but he put some money into crypto, and it was, I think it was Shiba Inu, which is like a meme coin, and he put in about $5,000, and just by pure fluke, it went up. right, to about $7,000. So he's taken the money out. He's now on a high. He's thinking, I'm freaking awesome. I've just put this $5,000 in. I pulled out seven. I'm a champion. So that gave him the confidence to make a further investment. And so later on, he put some more money into another meme coin. But by this stage, he's now taken $50,000 out of his mortgage, ouch, and put that entire amount of money on one meme coin. So $50,000 on one meme coin, boom. And then guess what happened? It went down. It went down and then down and then down and down to the point where it got to $700. So you can imagine this guy is at this point bawling his eyes out. And once we dove deep into the conversation with this guy, it was because he didn't invest in himself. He didn't spend money on mentoring by getting coached by somebody else who was already in the crypto space. So by putting that $50,000 in, it was just an absolute pure gamble. He might as well have just gone to the casino and put it through the poker machine. That's literally what happened. And he even told me afterwards he went through depression and he couldn't get out of bed, and because, you know, he's just basically pissed up the wall, this $50,000. And I can tell you that I listened to these types of stories. So a few years ago, I also became, it was actually around the same time that he put that money in, but I became interested in crypto as well. Now, what did I do? Did I just run out and just start pulling money out of everywhere and just dumping it into crypto, like willy-nilly? Absolutely not. I took the experience that I've had already in the past by investing in a mentor, and I went and got coaching with someone who was already in the crypto space. And you're going to say, well, how much did that cost? I invested, and notice I used the word invested. I invested $20,000 in my own private mentor who already understands the crypto space, because I can tell you the crypto space is, it's pretty wide and deep. You can't just sort of just put your, you think you know, just buy one crypto coin, for example. It's really, really comprehensive. There's a lot to it. So I've invested this $20,000. Now, I'll tell you another story, because around that same time, another friend of mine who I had confided in, I said, look, I'm interested in crypto. This is before I started in the mentoring, by getting mentored. And I said, look, tell me a bit about this crypto thing. He said, oh, you can do this and you can do that. Now, what he was doing was he was capitalizing on a lot of staking. And so you're going to say to me, Matt, what the hell is staking? Staking is essentially like a term deposit. It'd be like putting your crypto with another company, and they're going to give you back interest, which is generally in the form of more crypto, okay? And the interest rates are generally astronomical. Some of these crypto returns were like 78% per annum. Okay, so you can see the attractiveness and why people were just like jumping in on this thing. So here's my friend. He's put all this, he's got his money tied up in staking and thinks he's awesome. And I then go ahead at this point and get my own coaching done. Okay, now a few months passed. I then go back to my friend. I say, hey, I'm doing pretty well because I'm sort of learning about this. I'm sort of testing it with not a lot of money. And I said, mate, how are you going? You know, because this has happened. And he said, Matt, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, really? What happened? He goes, I've lost everything. What do you mean you've lost everything? Well, I had my life savings tied up on the exchange that was staking my crypto, and that particular exchange went belly up. They just went insolvent. So it went from one day having $50,000 staked to the next day, zero. Like just gone, right? And this is not a place where you can just like, it's not like a bank where you could just like ring up the bank and say, oh, look, I just want to get my money out, or I just want to, you know, transfer my money back out. There is no one you can talk to, right? It's like a decentralized, no one's there. No one's sitting on the other end of the phone. You can't call anybody. And he's just lost it, right? He then, and this is his life savings, okay? Life savings, and he was the same age as me. He was like, you know, 42 years old at the time. And I'm like, oh shit, dude, like, I'm really sorry to hear that. Now, what is the takeaway from this? He didn't get any coaching from anybody. He just thought that he knew better than everybody else and just dove in with his life savings, right? And just fucked it, basically. And so there's so many lessons to be had in these stories. I think the number one thing is you must invest in yourself, whether you're going into anything, whether it's property, whether it's an Amazon business, whether it's a McDonald's store, whether it's crypto, any type of investment, you've got to get the knowledge first. And this goes back to what I said before, you've got to have the knowledge, the capital, the balls, and the support, right? That's your big takeaway for today. So during my life, I've invested in lots of different things. I have invested in crypto, as you know now. I have invested in property. I have invested in Amazon businesses. I've invested in a Hungry Jack's business, for God's sake, right? There's been lots of things that I've actually put my hard-earned money towards. But I can tell you, not every single thing has gone smooth sailing, right? So this sort of goes back to what I started with, was what is the attribute, personal attribute, that you must have when you're going into business. Now, most people who are watching this are in the 9-to-5, right? Which is a PAYG job. You get up, you go to work, you do your job, you go home, and then miraculously once a week or once a fortnight, a pay just arrives into your bank account. But when you're at home, you check out. There's nothing more for you to do, right? Because you've just gone to work, you do your job, you go home, right? And then everything else after that is generally your time, okay? But people, when they're making the transition from the 9-to-5 matrix into being self-employed, yeah, or in the entrepreneurial space, it's very, very challenging. And it's because now the buck stops with you, right? It's up to you to deliver results so that it replaces the money that you were getting once a week or once a fortnight. You've got to now do that. You've got to get the money in the bank, yeah? And that is super, super tough for most people. They just can't get their head around it. And that's why most people who are trying to transition from the 9-to-5 matrix into being self-employed and an entrepreneur just can't do it. So, because what you're going to find too is you've gone from this business where you're just showing up every day, PAYG, without really the stresses of the business, right? Okay, so if someone else doesn't show up for work, not your problem. Someone else deals with it. If the electricity bill's too high, someone else deals with it, right? You don't have to deal with all these problems like cash flow, payroll, insurance bills, right? That's somebody else's problem, right? You just have to go in and type your buttons, whatever you do. But when you become an entrepreneur and self-employed, all those issues now become your issues, okay? And this becomes the issue for most people. They can't digest and take on everything else because they're just not used to it, right? Now, if you can do it, and I encourage you to try and do it, because nobody really wants to be in the 9-to-5 matrix, let's be honest. We don't really want to be working for somebody else. I'm not saying that every job's bad. You might be really lucky and have an awesome boss and they're giving you everything that you think is a great life. And not everybody's cut out to be self-employed. Not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur, right? But I'm talking to the people who are watching this, who are in the 9-to-5, who know it's not for them. The 9-to-5 is definitely not for me. So I'm with you. I get it, right? And you're trying to now make the transition into the self-employed entrepreneur arena. It's a tough thing. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to get coaching, mentor and coaching for sure, so to make the transition much easier. And I would also say to you, don't give up your day job until your side hustle or your next gig is now producing enough income for you to live on, because you don't want the stress of, you know, you've now quit your day job and now you're trying to make it in the self-employed world, but it's not really happening. Sometimes it might take time. It might take years. I'm not saying give up after 6 months or 1 year. Keep pushing, but it might take years. Just understand that. Now, I started off this video, or this audio today, by saying to you, what is the number one personal attribute? And I'm going to get to it because it relates to exactly what we've been talking about. And it is, you've got to have a high risk of tolerance. Tolerance is your number one attribute, a tolerance to all the fucking fuck-ups that are possibly going to happen and likely going to happen in your entrepreneurial world, business, life. It's not smooth sailing, guys. It's going to take a lot of grit, resilience, and a lot of tolerance to risk. in order for you to get out alive. Now, when we're talking about going from PAYG to self-employed, there's this thing that comes up about, and you see it sometimes on social media, you know, you must have work-life balance, right? You can pretty much kiss that goodbye. If you're trying to go from 9 to 5 self-employed, forget about it, because you're going to take on all the responsibilities of the business, right? And guess what? They don't just stop at 5 o'clock. That's just the facts. And if you're wanting to really succeed and create the life of your dreams, why would you just stop at 5 o'clock? If you're in the beginning of the hustle, you want to be getting to business as much as possible all the time. So forget about this work-life balance. It's absolute garbage. And don't listen to anyone who says that it's possible, because unfortunately, if you're going to make it, it ain't possible. So that's why when you're thinking about making the shift from 9 to 5 to self-employed and entrepreneur, kiss work-life balance goodbye. In this journey, you're going to have a lot of failures. Yeah, I've had shitloads of failures, yeah? But everything that I've done and learned over my time has just given me the next step, right? The next layer to get to the next level. If I hadn't had gone through those failures, I wouldn't be where I am now. So take them on board, embrace the so-called failures, and that's why you must have a high tolerance to the perceived failure. Guys, thank you so much. I hope you got a lot out of this video, and please make sure you leave a 5-star review for me. It really means a lot on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment. Let me know what else you'd like to talk about in the upcoming videos. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.